From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. The head of Toyota Motor Corporation is promising to cooperate fully with the U.S. government to find out what has caused unintended acceleration of some Toyota cars and trucks and to fix every affected vehicle. Testifying on Capitol Hill today, Akio Toyoda also promised to refocus the automaker's priorities. More from NPR's Paul Brown.
Akio Toyoda tells a congressional hearing that the company his grandfather started allowed its priorities, safety, quality, and sales volume, to get out of order as it reached for the number one spot in global sales. Toyoda says he's taking the automaker back to its core values.
I have personally placed the highest priority on improving quality over quantity.
Recalls relating to unintended acceleration and to braking problems affect more than 8.5 million Toyota vehicles worldwide. U.S. officials link at least 5 deaths in the U.S. to acceleration problems, and they say they're examining more fatalities for possible links. Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.
The Senate has voted 70-28 to approve a $15 billion package aimed at boosting jobs creation. The legislation, which includes a package of tax breaks and highway spending, is designed to help bring down the nation's stubbornly high unemployment rate. It's estimated since the start of the recession, the U.S. has lost more than 8 million jobs. In approving the measure, senators have now sent the legislation onto the House, where leaders there have indicated they hope to move on it quickly. On the eve of the president's bipartisan health summit, the number two Democrat in the Senate is confirming to NPR that Democrats are prepared to act on their own if necessary to pass a health overhaul bill. NPR's Julie Rovner has more.
In an interview set to air on Thursday's Morning Edition, Illinois Democrat Dick Durbin said he hopes Republicans will drop their opposition to the measure and find some common ground on a health care bill. But if that doesn't happen, Durbin was asked, are Democrats prepared to proceed without any Republican backing?
Of course we are.
That will almost certainly mean Democrats will have to turn to a process known as budget reconciliation. It prevents a filibuster in the Senate and requires only 51 rather than 60 votes to get a bill passed. Republicans and even some Democrats have said they have concerns about using the process for something as enormous as a health overhaul. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.
In his strongest signal yet, he has no plans on raising short-term interest rates anytime soon. Federal Reserve Board Chairman Ben Bernanke told members of Congress today the key Fed funds rate will likely stay low for an extended period. Delivering his semi-annual monetary policy address to Congress, Bernanke said he hasn't changed his outlook on interest rates or the economy from the Fed's meeting last month. Reassuring remarks on interest rates helped push the Dow higher. Stock market was up 91 points today, the Dow closing at 10,374. The Nasdaq gained 22 points. The S&P 500 was up 10 points today. This is NPR. Israeli Defense Minister Ehud Barak has met with Secretary General of the UN in New York today to discuss prospects for peace with the Palestinians. Officials say the meeting, which lasted for roughly an hour, was Barak's first on a brief trip to New York and Washington to try and move stalemated Israeli-Palestinian peace talks forward. The Israeli minister is also slated to meet with U.S. Envoy George Mitchell as well as Defense Secretary Robert Gates. There is a 95% chance an earthquake magnitude 5 or greater will strike Haiti within the next year. NPR's Kerry Khan reports the U.S. Geological Survey revised its forecast after studying a series of aftershocks from the January 12th quake.
USGS scientists say aftershocks will continue in Haiti for many months to come. Two 4.7 tremblers struck the capital Sunday and Monday nights, rattling residents' already strained nerves, although no major damage was reported. According to its analysis, USGS says there is a 30% chance of a 5 or greater earthquake within 30 days and a 95% chance within the next year. There's also a remote chance, 3%, that a quake 7 or greater will strike again this year. Officials have cordoned off many heavily damaged buildings teetering over busy streets, but thousands of cracked structures remain abandoned and at risk of collapse. Scientists say that given the long-term estimates of earthquake hazard in Port-au-Prince, any reconstruction must be done with stronger material. Kerry Khan, NPR News, Port-au-Prince.
Officials at SeaWorld in Orlando say an employee has died after being attacked by a killer whale. One park guest told a local TV station the trainer had just finished explaining the show they were about to see when the whale grabbed the trainer around the waist and began shaking her. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.